Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Unseen Within podcast. Today's episode is a really personal one. I'm talking about something that has honestly changed the way that I see myself, and that's ADHD. If you're not familiar with the term, ADHD refers to having both autism and ADHD. And I think the reason that this topic feels so important to me is because for so many years, I didn't understand myself. I just knew that I felt different. I knew certain things seemed easier for other people than they were for me. I knew I could be incredibly passionate about something one moment and completely overwhelmed by it the next. I knew I wanted structure, but somehow struggled to actually maintain it. I knew I loved people, but after spending time with them, I often needed to completely disappear and recharge. And for a long time, I saw those things as contradictions. I thought, why am I like this? Why can't I just be more consistent? Why does everything feel harder than it seems for everybody else? But learning about ADHD helped me understand that maybe I wasn't failing. Maybe my brain was just working differently. One of the hardest things about ADHD is that so much of it happens internally. From the outside, I probably look fine. I can have conversations, I can laugh, I can get through my day. But internally, my brain feels like it's got 20 tabs open at once. I'm thinking about a conversation I had earlier, something I forgot to do, something I need to remember, a random thought that popped into my head, something embarrassing that happened years ago that my brain randomly decided that it wanted to bring back. And sometimes it feels like my brain just never fully quiets down. I remember nights where I would be lying in bed just, you know, with the lights off, trying to fall asleep, and instead of resting, I was replaying every interaction I had that day. What I said, how I said it, whether I sounded weird, whether I embarrassed myself, and I would just lay there exhausted, needing rest from my own thoughts. I think one of the earliest places I noticed this was school. And this is something I actually wrote about recently because it's a memory that has always stuck with me. It wasn't that I didn't like learning. I actually loved learning. I loved writing. I loved projects. I loved being able to work independently. But classrooms were overwhelming. There were people talking. There were sounds everywhere. There were bright lights. There were different smells and perfumes. And while everyone seemed to just exist in that environment, I felt like my brain was trying to process everything all at once. I remember sitting there just watching the clock tick away, just waiting for class to end. It's not because that I didn't care. It's not that I wasn't interested. It was because I was just so overwhelmed. And I didn't have words for it back then. Another thing I've learned about myself is that routine is complicated. The autistic side of me loves routine. I love knowing what to expect. I love having a sense of structure. It makes me feel safe. But then the ADHD side of me comes in and says, okay, but what if we completely change everything? And that's where the struggle happens. I can create a routine that helps me. I can be really good about it. And then suddenly my brain decides it's boring. I want something new. I want a new idea, a new hobby, a new project. And for years, I thought that that meant I was inconsistent. I thought that it meant I lacked discipline. Now I understand it's just a part of how my brain works. One thing I really want people to understand about ADHD is executive dysfunction, because I think this is one of the most understood things. People assume if you aren't doing something, it means you don't care. But sometimes that couldn't be further from the truth. There have been so many moments where I know exactly what I need to do. I want to do it. I'm frustrated that I'm not doing it. But there is this invisible wall between knowing and actually starting. For me, phone calls are a perfect example. A phone call sounds so simple. To a lot of people, it's nothing. But for me, it's always been something that's given me so much anxiety. I'm trying to process what somebody is saying. I'm trying to figure out how to respond. I'm worried about awkward silence. I'm worried about how I sound. And then suddenly I'm thinking about the fact that I'm thinking about all of that. It becomes exhausting. But I want to talk about something that I actually love about my brain, because ADHD isn't just about the struggles. There are things about my brain that I genuinely love. One of them is hyperfocus. When something captures my attention, I completely disappear into it. For me, that's writing, blogging, cooking, learning, creating. I can spend hours working on something I'm passionate about without even realizing how much time has passed. And honestly, that's how I feel about this blog, this community, creating, sharing my experiences. I've been completely taken hostage by blogging. And I say that jokingly, but it's true. It has become something that I genuinely love. Another thing that I've realized is that socializing takes a lot of energy. And I want to make it clear, I love people in my life. I love conversations, I love making memories, I love spending time with the people that I care about. But socializing is not just a conversation for me. I'm processing sounds, reading expressions, thinking about what to say, trying not to interrupt, trying to keep up. So even when I'm having an amazing time, I often need quiet time afterwards. I need my comfy clothes, something familiar on TV, a little time where I don't have to think about anything. And that doesn't mean that I don't love people, it just means that my brain needs time to recharge. Learning about ADHD has honestly changed the way that I view myself. I look back at so many moments where I was hard on myself, moments where I thought that I was too sensitive, too emotional, too inconsistent, too much, and now I'm learning to look at those moments differently. I was just trying to navigate a world that didn't always make sense for the way that my brain works. And I'm still learning. I'm still trying to figure myself out. But for the first time, I'm trying to understand myself instead of constantly fighting against myself. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope it connected with you, and I hope you take a moment to think about something that you've been judging yourself for. Maybe there's another way to understand it. Maybe there's more to your story than you realized. I'll talk to you next time.